Indeed, the great Buddy Holly in a brown-eyed, handsome man. And in a seamless link, we go live to Alistair Spence Clark, who is indeed a brown-eyed, handsome man as two. Good morning to you, Alistair.
Well, I'm sort of grey-eyed and I'm not sure about the handsome. But anyway, thank you very much. It's early morning.
It's coming to 12 and it's almost the weekend somewhere. So there you go. How are you doing, my friend? How is we haven't spoken, I don't think, during... Have you spoken?
It's been months and months and months.
Interesting period.
Yes, it has been, and it continues to be so. We're incredibly busy, suffering a little bit from the humidity at the moment in Marbella, yeah. But we're unbelievably busy, and we're just sort of getting over all the deadlines of the income tax filings, the corporation tax filings, the second trimester tax filings, all the labour nonsense, the ERTEs, you name it, we're surviving and just getting past all these deadlines.
You know how they say... They used to say in the Cold War, you know, the only thing that would survive nuclear devastation would be sort of cockroaches and stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly.
You get that feeling when you're dealing with the Spanish taxation, because you know we may be in the middle of the greatest crisis since the Picts were roaming the Spain or whatever. But they seem, you know, absolutely down the line, the funcionarios and the fine men and women of the Spanish tax service are pushing on regardless. Doesn't matter what else is happening in the country, but they are absolutely down the line.
Yeah, there's a word for them, but I can't think of it right now.
Right, exactly.
It is polite, I promise you. And some of them are very nice.
I'm sure.
As a system, it's pretty horrible. Anyway.
We're looking today at a couple of bits and pieces. If you want to get involved with the show, if you've got a question for Alistair, please call me 952-784-4000 if you wish to be a little more discreet. If you can WhatsApp me on +34 645 99 67 95, or you can send me an email at studio@tre. Alistair's with us for the next 25 minutes or so. UK residents and rental income. Have there been some changes recently?
Yeah, well, we're coming up to a massive change. What's going to happen is on the 1st of January, starting next year, instead of paying 19% tax on rental income, Brits, unfortunately, will be paying 24% tax on their income, which is okay. It's only a 5% increase in tax. And at the end of the day, it's only tax on account, because in the UK they're going to have to pay tax on the rest of their income. But the problem is they won't have any right to deduct any expenses. Now, if you own your house and you haven't got a lot of, or your apartment, and you haven't got a lot of outgoings, that perhaps is not such a terrible thing. But if you can imagine a situation where somebody has a mortgage, very high community fees, it's going to be seriously painful, because you're going to pay tax on your gross rent. And this is Brexit. Brexit is going to cause the UK to become a third world country.
Yes, a bit of a slip of the tongue there, Alistair, but anyway.
Yeah. I've been out of the country a long time. So Brits are going to have, they're going to be discriminated against, and they're going to be treated as any other non-EU nation, like the US. The US has been discriminated against for many, many years by this piece of law. And it's going to be painful for some people. You know, people often buy an apartment here because they want to retire here. And in the meantime, they buy it on a mortgage. And they have a lot of overheads. And they want to cover the overheads with some rental income. It's going to be painful, because they're going to finish up paying a lot of tax, which they didn't have to pay before.
I mean, we're going to have to do this because we'll be outside. So you mentioned the States has got this problem. Do other countries, like, I don't know, for example, the Swedes, the Norwegians, they're not in the EU, or are they in a special deal?
Well, Sweden is in the EU, so it's not part of the euro.
Yeah.
And Norway is part of the EEA. So this special deal that Spain has with some of the EU countries, EEA countries, it extends to EEA countries. But there are countries, includes, for example, Liechtenstein, a well-known country.
Yes.
And the problem we've got is that there are an awful lot of Brits here. So, you know, there may be not a lot of... US people with property in Spain. I think there are quite a few, incidentally. But there are an awful lot of Brits, and an awful lot of Brits rent their properties out, and they're going to be in some pain. This law is actually, I think it's illegal. It's very, very old law. There have been an awful lot of laws overturned recently, actually. I think this is illegal, and I think in due course it will be reformed. But you know, it takes a long time in the courts to, for this to happen.
I mean, do is there a history of overturning laws? Then, I mean, do you think that it may be, or do you think that Spain is going to say, "Well, we've got other problems on our plate at the moment"?
Well, Spain's bound to say that, but at the end of the day, it has a legal system and it has a constitution. And this particular law, I think, is against Article 31, which basically says that tax should be proportionate. And if you've got one group of people paying one lot of tax and one system, another group paying another load of tax, and it's different, then it's not proportionate. But yes, there are examples. Capital gains tax was reformed in 2000, I think it was. It went from 35% to 19% for foreigners. We had the inheritance tax. Foreigner discrimination, which was forced by I think it was the EU forced in the end, but in the end it was changed in the Spanish courts, and the government changed the law. Wealth tax also changed. Again, it was a discrimination against foreigners. And we are just actually 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, there's a kind of rental reporting thing, Airbnb having to report stuff to the Spanish tax office.
Yeah.
That was overturned by EU requirement. And we've got the M720 fines, which we think are going to get reversed very, very shortly. So, yes, there are plenty of examples of the law being overturned. And what I'm going to suggest is that anybody listening to this who is interested should make contact with us. We're very happy to do this sort of thing without charge. But if they're worried, they can phone us up, give us some information, and we can tell them what the damage is going to be next year. If people are angry about that, then they could join us, become our clients, of course. And what we're going to do is we're going to probably take a case to represent all our clients against the Spanish government. It will take years and years and years. But if you start the case, then you're going to get your tax back. Even if you have to pay the tax in the meantime, you will get it back later. So this is something we want to do. Hence, I'm really quite keen to put it on the radio today.
Absolutely. So get in touch with you and see what you can do about it.
Well, I think we can change it. If we have enough people, and we're going to be working with our national tax organisation, get them to help us, and maybe get some other tax advisors to do the same thing, and bombard the tax office with demands.
I mean, a 5% increase in a tax rate is you know, it's not to be sniffed at, is it? It's not like you can say, oh, well, just brush it. We can handle that, especially in with things being how they are at the moment.
Well, 5%, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot. But the really painful thing is the people who have a lot of deductions. You know, if you've got community fees and mortgage interest to pay, and all of a sudden you can't deduct that's a lot of tax you're going to be paying. You'll have no deductions. You're going to pay tax on your gross rent, not your net rent.
Right. We've got a caller on the line, Alistair. Just look at the caller. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your question for Alistair?
Yes, good morning. Sorry, the line's a bit bad. It's Sharon from Alicante.
Yes, Sharon.
Could I ask Alistair a question, please?
Absolutely. Well, you're on the line, so you might as well go for it.
I can't actually hear. Sorry, Giles.
There's a terrible hiss on the line, Giles. I don't know whether you can get rid of it.
Try calling back then, because Alistair can't hear you either. Or just let me know what you want to ask Alistair, and I'll ask him.
Right, okay. We rent out two properties in the UK, Giles.
Yeah.
Will Brexit? I understand a few while ago, Alistair didn't think that there'd be any tax changes after Brexit for us renting out properties in the UK. Does he still have that same opinion that there would be no change for our income tax that we have to declare in Spain and in the UK on a double taxation treaty? Will there be any difference after Brexit for us?
Right, okay, thanks for that, Sharon. I'll try. Sharon's asking Alistair about they rent out two properties in the UK at the moment. Do you think there's going to be a change in taxation after Brexit on that one?
Hi, Sharon. I'm sorry I can't hear you directly. You are obviously a Spanish resident, that's clear. I don't think it's going to have any effects on you at all, Sharon. This is for Brits who have a holiday home here and don't live here, or don't declare here, put it that way.
Right.
And there it's the Brits who are not resident here are going to be affected by this change. You, Sharon, are not going to be affected at all. Your taxation of your UK property in the Spanish system is not going to be affected, and the UK is not going to penalise you in any manner.
Thank you for the call in there, Sharon. Let's move away. You talk about people being residents here. We're back to the thorny old question of residency versus tax residence. There is a difference.
Yeah, I mean, there's an awful lot of interest at the moment about Residencia because of Brexit and the feeling that people have that they need to kind of make sure that their paperwork's in good order. And I just want to make quite clear to people that Residencia, which is what you, if you're physically here for 90 days or more, you need to tell the police, and you need the police to give you permission, effectively, to reside here. And that's a police matter. Otherwise, you know, below 90 days, you're a tourist. Over 90 days, you're a resident, and you need the permission of the police to or of the state to do so. Now, at the moment, because Brits are EU citizens, or effectively EU citizens under the transitional agreements, they're treated exactly the same, and you almost need no permission at all to live here. You don't need any permission to, you don't need a work permit to work here. But after Brexit, that's going to go. The Brits are going to become like Americans or Chinese or Russians, and they're going to need to get permission to reside here. So anybody who is living here at the moment hasn't got their paperwork in order. I mean, they need to sort it out. Anybody who's working here absolutely needs to get themselves sorted out, because what will happen after the 1st of January, they'll become illegal workers. Whether you're self-employed, not fully registered, or employed, how can I put it, unofficially, that's not going to be good enough. At the moment, you can register yourself, and you're registered forever, as long as you live here, no problem. If you leave it until January, it's going to be a whole new ballpark, and it's going to be quite painful.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? You know, if you're not resident, at the moment, get it done now, because yeah, we don't know, as you said before, going back to that thing about Britain, but the UK being a third world, you got me doing it now, becoming a third nation status, that's the correct thing,
yeah,
like the US, like, for example, you know, there may be a whole new set of regulations that you have to go. Yeah, exactly.
There will be, for sure. So anyway, Residencia is a very important issue, and people need to sort it out. And if they're not sure, there are plenty of people out there. You know, there's firms like ourselves. You've got the Citizens Advice Bureaus, any number of people on the internet who will provide you with information. And of course, we've got the Embassy and the UK Foreign Office, who provide very useful information as well. So people need to sort out their Residencia, whether they work or they just are just living here. But that is completely separate to tax residence. Now, obviously, if you've got Residencia, it's kind of indicative that you're living here full time.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily the same thing, because to be a tax resident, you've got to be here. It's got to be your only home. Now, you may have a home in the UK or France or wherever. And having homes in several countries then means, well, where are you resident? You've got a home in France, you've got a home in the UK, you've got a home in Spain. Which of these countries are you resident? And what happens is each country has its residence rules. Now, Spain says, well, if your only home is in Spain, you're resident in Spain, full stop. Doesn't matter how many days you spend here. If you work on an oil rig, okay, but your home is in Spain, you are resident in Spain, even if you spend 2 years on the oil rig.
Right.
Okay, that's very important. Because there are a lot of people in Spain who work in places outside of Spain, but only have one home. Second thing is the 183-day rule. Now, the Residencia thing is 90 days. Tax residence is 183 days. So basically, if you are in Spain from the beginning of June to the end of December, you're here for 7 months. That's it. You're resident.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, you're a resident, and you've got to pay tax on your worldwide income, wealth, capital gains in Spain for 2020. And it's very, very important that people understand that. Okay? A lot of people don't fully understand that. You could also be here for 10 months and not be a resident, because your 5 months in 2020 and 5 months in 2021 is only 5 months in every tax year. So we have this kind of strange situation in Spain. I don't think other countries follow the same rules, incidentally. But because you're only here 5 months in 1 year and 5 months in the next year, even if it's 10 months continuously, you're not resident in Spain for tax purposes.
Right, okay.
Peculiar. It's peculiar.
Yeah.
So there's an awful lot of information about this on our website. So anyone who's confused about it or has a particular problem. Please phone up. Please phone us.
You mentioned tax havens as well, just briefly there. So if I say, well, I'm tax resident in somewhere like Gibraltar or Bermuda or Cayman.
Yeah.
How's that going to pan out?
Right. Okay. A lot of people say, I don't want to be resident in Spain. So I don't want to be resident anywhere. I pay a lot of tax. So I've got some decent money and I want to live in Bermuda. Bermuda says, okay, fine, you pay so much per annum, flat rate, and we'll give you residency, no problem. The trouble with that is that Spain then says, well, Bermuda, Gibraltar, is a tax haven. Isle of Man, Jersey, Guernsey,
right.
All these different countries. These are tax havens. Now, when you have a tax haven, you have to prove you're in that tax haven for more than 183 days. So the whole onus of proof and the 183-day rule switches. So it's not about proving how many days you're in Spain or not. It's about proving you're physically in Bermuda for 183 days or more. Otherwise, Spain says, you're here habitually, you got a home here, you're resident in Spain. The fact that you're claiming Bermuda residence is irrelevant. We don't accept that because it's a tax haven. So the only way we'll accept that is if you prove that you were there for 183 days in that calendar year. Now, it's extremely difficult to prove that you're somewhere every day for 183 days. People are just... Imagine doing it.
An awful lot of selfies, I'd imagine, perhaps, that would be by holding the Bermuda Times by the daily.
Yes.
Something like
yes.
They do when they kidnap people and they, you know, proof of life. If you've seen that film where he has to hold up the paper with the day's date on it.
Yes, exactly. stuff like that. You know, you have to show your telephone bill to show you made a phone call from, you know, from Bermuda, stuff like that. And the ATM bills showing your... taking cash out on that day and you went shopping on that day.
Yeah.
You finish up having to go through hoops. But, you know, if you have substantial wealth or capital or income, I tell you what, it's very, very important that you do it properly.
I just said we're living in a quote-unquote interesting times, what with this, that and the other. And you mentioned the thing about people spending a period of time here, or a period of time, you know, in one situation that could be in Spain, could be in Bermuda. We've just, you know, we have just been in in lockdown. How does that then translate to people who weren't allowed to move out? I mean, you could be in Spain. I've had people call in who were, you know, wanting to go back to the UK, but couldn't physically, weren't allowed to leave their holiday homes in Spain.
Yeah, and we've had an awful lot of inquiries about that. You know, people obviously they plan their year out because they may be semi-retired, and they say, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to spend the first 3 months in Spain, and then I'm going to spend the last." I don't like Spain in the summer. I like Spain in the autumn, spring, winter. And so a lot of people have had their plans completely fouled up by this, because they were here in March, they had to stay here. And what happened, there's been an awful lot of to-ing and fro-ing about this, because the OECD, the famous international body, said to the various countries, look, guys, you need to relax your rules because it's going to cause chaos otherwise. The UK said, fair enough. Australia said, fair enough. I think we agree with that. Many countries have actually... responded by saying, we will forgive you time that you're locked down. Unfortunately, Spain has said exactly the opposite in its inimitable manner.
Right.
It's a case that was only published about 3 weeks ago. A Lebanese couple wrote to the tax office saying, look, we're locked down here. We can't go back. Will you relax the rules for us or for our type of people? And the tax office turned around and said, no. Don't you love them?
Right.
And just to add a little bit of insult to injury, they said, and on the 21st of June, it ceased to be an emergency, so you could have gone back. So basically, they've been very, very, very unhelpful. And I'm sorry, that's the way it is. We've had a ruling. That ruling is black and white. Anybody who goes against that ruling is asking for trouble.
Talking about Spain sort of sticking to the letter of the law and people asking for trouble, the tax office is out and about and inspecting places.
Yeah, look, there's a bit of sort of last-minute news. I think I mentioned it last month that the tax office has become very aggressive in its inspections because we think it's just desperate for cash and they've been told to go out and do their job. What's happening is the tax office has gone to the UK, written to the UK, and asked for everybody who lives in Spain, asked for all their pension details. And they are sending letters to people who apparently live here, saying you haven't declared your tax this year or last year, or sorry, actually they're going back to 2015. You didn't declare your tax. Here is an assessment we think you should pay. They have all of that information about people's pensions from the UK. This is really quite a major thing. So we're getting an awful lot of inquiries from very upset pensioners who are receiving these very very curt formal, difficult letters to understand,
yeah.
saying you owe this money, and they're turning around and saying, "Well, what are you talking about?" You know, I mean, because the information that's being provided by HMRC doesn't talk about government pensions, which are exempt in Spain, or sort of exempt in Spain, I should say. People are getting demands for tax when they're actually not due to pay any money because they're government pensions, which are only taxable in the UK. So I'm just warning people out there, if you have been sort of keeping your head down and pretending you don't live here, I'm afraid that is a strategy that's not going to last any more time at all. If you don't get caught this year, you will get caught in the next few years for sure. With Brexit coming, honestly, guys, it's time to declare that you live in Spain. No question.
Absolutely. And that also goes from, you can be retired if you're autonomous like myself as well. I mean, you know, don't think that you can stay under the radar as a self-employed person as well.
Well, we have a lot of people who have UK service companies, you know, performing people, they may be some form of consultant, and they're using a company in the UK because they have UK clients and they like using UK companies because they're nice and simple. And they're just receiving money from their UK company as dividends or salary, and pretending not to live here. Guys, that's not going to last very long. You need to declare in Spain before they catch you.
Looking at the way that the Spanish tax office works and the way they do inspections and the way that they can be glacial and unflinching in the decisions. I mean, after we're out, if you like, the UK is out. I mean, I may be wrong here, Alistair, but I don't think we're going to see a sort of sharing, caring approach from the Spanish tax office.
No, if anything, there'll be a kind of irritation factor. The Spaniards, you might say justifiably, will turn around and say, well, it's your fault. You decided to leave the EU, so you can take the consequences. I think they're going to be quite cynical and unpleasant. A lot of people are not particularly happy with the Brits anyway. There's a lot of history between the two countries and may take that opportunity to put the boot in. So I'm saying to any Brit out there, and I'm sorry we're talking about Brits too much and not all the other wonderful nations that live here, any Brits out there who have got irregular paperwork, who are not declaring, I think it's the time has come, guys, to fess up and pay a bit of tax in this country. At the end of the day, you live here.
Yes, indeed. You take the medicine, a short, sharp shock, hopefully, and then you can carry on living here as little sort of nasty surprises as they can dole out to you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, actually, it's not sometimes, in a good proportion of cases, the tax here is no worse than it is in the UK. In some cases, pensioners who got private pensions, for example, actually pay less tax in Spain because private pensions are not pensions in Spain. A lot of confusion about that. And we have on our website, and I'm just saying to you, I think we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Have a look at our website, spenceclark.com. Phone us up on 95282-2943. We do a free tax calculation service. All you got to do is put your basic information on a form on our website and send it off to us, and within a day, usually maybe a couple of days because we're moving towards summer holidays now, we'll send you back an estimate, and we're very happy to talk to people who are confused, who need a bit of extra support. We'd have no problem wasting time and helping people. Okay,
wasting no time with us, Spence Clark, and the firm has wasted us. How can you say that?
Well, but, you know, people think that, you know, we're professionals, therefore we're going to, you know, charge fees for everything. No, we're not. To some extent, you know, I'm a chartered accountant, which is a bit of a vocation. So we do like to help, and the whole team in my office has the same mentality.
Just give me the details one more time if people want to get in touch with the Alistair.
Okay, spenceclark.com, and the phone number is 95282-2943.
As always, Alistair Spence Clark, always good to speak to you. Bill will be back hopefully in the hot seat and in the next week or the next time you talk. So I wish you very good to speak to you, very good to speak to you after quarantine and all that, and have a great summer.
Absolutely, Giles, and you too. I don't think I'm going to be here for August, but I'll be back in September. Well, okay?
You
have a great one.
And okay? You too. It's nice to speak to you again. Alistair Spence Clark, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure. Cheerio then. Bye-bye.